You're tuned into the Genius Health Minute, your shot of health and genomics news and information with Angel Ives and Yusuf Enriquez. There are so many advancements happening in the healthcare industry that we feel it's imperative for us to break down some of the scientific lingo and jargon to ensure that words that can sound intimidating don't scare us off from receiving optimal healthcare. Yusuf is the founder and CEO of Indigenous, and he'll be our conduit to breaking it all down. Hey Yusuf, what do you have for us today?
This week we're starting with the basics, genomics. Genomics is a word that I believe that not a lot of people understand. Mm-hmm. However, it's being used quite frequently since the pandemic.
So what is genomics?
Genomics is the study of genes, is making it possible to predict, diagnose, and treat diseases more precisely and personally than ever. A complete human genome contains 3 billion base pairs of DNA, which is a little bit under a terabyte of data, which is uniquely arranged to give us our fundamental anatomy and individual characteristics, such as height and hair color.
So you mentioned that genomics can predict and diagnose disease areas. What are the disease areas that impact the Black, Indigenous, and people of color most frequently?
So yeah, as you can see what happened during COVID, there was a high 4 times the death rate of African-Americans and minorities due to COVID than their white counterparts. And one of those underlying reasons was the health disparities that affects the African-American and BIPOC community, such as sickle cell, diabetes, hypertension, and some of the cancer, oncology, uterine fibroids, and polycystic ovary syndrome. So over the last 2 years, we've been able to see the high mortality rate that, you know, was directly correlated with the pandemic, and also identify those genetic mutations that could help identify early onsets of these conditions so that we'll be prepared in the next pandemic.
So what is Indigenous doing to kind of drive this awareness and movement towards precision healthcare?
So Indigenous really started out of an MIT hackathon, really looking at the lack of diversity in clinical trials. So we believe that that's the first initial step as we look across our repositories and data set that have been used for drug discovery and gene and cell therapy. You start to see the discrepancies and minorities being involved in them. So currently, drugs that have been manufactured for disease areas is predominantly 95% European white males over the last 40, 50 years. Indigenous plans to disrupt that area and kind of demystify what genomics is, but also democratize genetic data of including more African-Americans in the African diaspora in order to increase more diversity in clinical trials that will drive to more effective drug products being manufactured and cheaper costs.
So these are all things that we are going to be diving into more in-depthly as we continue our conversation on the Genius Health Minute. So stay tuned. Join us next week right here, same place, same time. And if you want more information about Indigenous and the work that they are doing, you can join us at indigenous.ai.